The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Watermelon Crawl. I love this song. And I got a little tip for you. The guy who wrote the song is right here in the upstate of South Carolina and is on the phone with me. Zach Turner, welcome in. Zach Turner, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joey. How are you doing this morning?
I am wonderful, and I've got your friend Justin Ray Williams sitting here across from me.
Oh, Lord. Is he in there?
Yes. put the three of us together, and it's trouble.
Yeah. Oh, no. Trouble.
I appreciate you guys. Oh, that's for sure. Appreciate you guys spending a few minutes with me this morning. We're talking about the big festival coming up. It's this weekend, right?
Absolutely, yeah. This Saturday at Haygood Mill and Pickens, good old Pickens, you know, home of the big old flea market up there. And, yeah, we're going to have a great time on Saturday.
Yep.
Looking forward to it, man. Yeah. Excited.
Let's talk for a minute, Zach, about your inspiration when you wrote Watermelon Crawl.
Well, you know, we had got, it was in the summertime, obviously, and I had just come back up to Nashville from South Carolina, driving through Georgia, obviously. And I think if I remember correctly, I had seen something about a watermelon festival or something back then going on. And a good friend of mine, Buddy Brock, and I got together and decided we're going to try to write something a little different. And, of course, the rest is a mystery from there. The songwriting process is so mysterious, it's really hard to pin down how those songs come. And I'm thankful it's a gift from God for sure. And it's held up, and it's still going strong. So, yeah. You know, it also has a public service message built into it. If you drink, don't drive. Yep. Of course, that's always good, right?
Yeah, you were way ahead of your time on that one for sure, Zach Turner. With me in studio this morning, Justin Ray Williams, host of Fame. You can hear it each Saturday night at 7 o'clock here on 94.5 The Answer. Justin, of course, you're one of the guys who puts this thing together, the Watermelon Yes, Crawl Festival, coming up this Saturday. For information, go to watermeloncrawl.com, watermeloncrawl.com. Justin, you're expecting a big crowd this weekend.
Yes, we are. We got a bunch of pre-sale tickets and tons of vendors from food trucks to craft vendors coming out on Saturday. Gates open at 3, and we're actually running $5 pre-sale tickets right now online, watermeloncrawl.com. And if you show up at the gate, it's going to be $10. But I'll tell you one thing, you don't have to get discouraged like, oh my gosh, I have to pay $5 or $10 to go to this festival. It's going to a good cause. We have veteran scholarships forever receives the proceeds of that. And the Haygood Mill Foundation, where we're hosting the event at, they also receive a portion of the proceeds as well.
And the Haygood Mill is really sort of a jewel over there. A lot of people don't know about Haygood Mill over in Pickens County, but what a place, what a great venue for you guys to have this. Give us a quick rundown of what to expect at the Watermelon Crawl Festival on Saturday.
Yes. So we have all types of stuff for families. It's a big family event. We have the seed spitting contest, and we're going to see if someone can break the world record of 68 feet and 9 inches. I don't know if someone can do it, but we'll give it a shot. And then we have the watermelon eating contest we'll have. So it's kids and adults can try it out if they liked and try to win the little trophies we hand out. And then we do the watermelon crawls. You know, there's two different types of watermelon crawls. We do the watermelon crawl where you get on your hands and knees, put your hands behind your back, and then scoot the watermelon with your head. We usually set a distance and for adults and kids. And then at the end, Zach Turner comes up and plays the watermelon crawl, and everybody gets up there and dances around. So we have music all day, and we start off with a good friend of ours, Harold Alexander. He's going to be playing some country gospel at 3. We go into Carolina Beggars at 4. Along with the Carolina Beggars at 4, we also have the Miss Watermelon pageant going on too as well. So we have about 24 girls signed up for that. And then at 6 o'clock, we have a singer-songwriter out of Nashville coming in, Kyle Mercer. And then Zach Turner will go up at 7:30 and play that famous song. He's also going to play a new song that he has coming out. It's called Down Home. It's a new single that he has coming out. It's available on all digital platforms. And that's it right there.
And what a busy day that will be. Yes. Go to watermeloncrawl.com, watermeloncrawl.com. Go ahead and purchase your tickets for $5 now. Save yourself $5 rather than waiting for Saturday. Now, Zach, you and I talked, I don't know, a couple of months or so back, and we talked about maybe, you know, I told you I feel like I've got a song in me somewhere, and I think we're going to, at some point, I'm going to come down and sit on your porch, and we're going to write one, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I come over to your farm. Don't you got a farm as
I
well.
I do,
we
yes.
We both have farms.
We could
get out on the farm and just, I don't know, maybe sit back, have some coffee, and just see what we could come up with. I bet it'd be pretty cool.
I bet it would, too.
Let's do this.
Yes.
You got a bunch of ideas written down and all that stuff? I bet you do.
I think we could come up with a hit, another hit there. So
absolutely.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And talk with me for a minute, Zach, and you too, Justin. You guys, you're helping vets.
Yes.
And you've got this new release that's going to help veterans as well.
Yes, we actually, it's called warriorsthealbum.com, and Zach Turner is crafting words of servicemen and women and veterans on this new album. And we just recorded our first single yesterday in a studio called Wounded Warrior. That'll be out very shortly, and just follow ZachTurner.com to find out when that release is going to happen, or warriorsthealbum.com. It's fabulous. Zach is an amazing writer. I mean, he wrote for the biggest names in country music: Alan Jackson, Keith Whitley, Tracy Byrd. I mean, Kenny Rogers, Travis Tritt. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, it's an amazing writer.
Now, Zach, who are we going to get to sing our hit when you and I when we write this hit? Who do you think we could get to sing it?
I don't know. You think maybe we could talk to Alan Jackson? He may be into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's pretty cool, and there's so many of the new guys too, man. We might want to get one of the new guys to do it, because we'll probably make a little more money. So.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's all about.
Zach Turner, always good to speak with you, and I appreciate what you're doing for our Warriors, and can't wait to you know, because I just feel like that there are a lot of people out there who are going to want to support you guys and what you're doing, and good luck with Down Home as well, and Watermelon Crawl Festival on Saturday. It's going to be a big day. Always good to speak with you, and we'll catch up soon and have that cup of coffee and write our hit.
Thank you so much, Joey. I appreciate
it.
It's always great, man, to talk to you guys, and I appreciate y'all's help as well. So thank you so much.
Sure thing. Have a great day. And Justin Ray Williams, you guys, watermeloncrawl.com, get your
yes.
ticket, and I guess you'll be doing your show Saturday as well.
Yeah, we'll be doing a live broadcast out of here. I'll be at the festival, but we'll have the comedian here, Brandon Rainwater, and Big Ben from the Warriors album doing it live out of the studio while me and Zach and the rest of the guys are out there at the Watermelon Crawl. Get your tickets, watermeloncrawl.com. I brought you in a Watermelon Crawl shirt for you, Joey.
And a good-looking T-shirt as well. We'll take a couple of quick photos and post those on Facebook here in just a minute. It's the Watermelon Crawl. Go to watermeloncrawl.com. It's this Saturday over at Haygood Mill. Look, it's worth just going over and see the historic Haygood Mill in itself. But a lot of great entertainment. I imagine there'll be some food over there, too.
Tons of food. Barbecue, you know. Big stuff for watermelons, you know. Watermelons galore available, and watermelon lemonade, anything you can think watermelon.
Yes, and tune in each Saturday at 7 o'clock here on 94.5 The Answer. For Fame, you'll hear Justin Ray Williams. It's always a lively show. Good to have
you,
sir. My friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.